Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host of this show. All music that you hear on here is free, but I'm going to tell you the site that it comes from. So please, if you share, please give credit to those sites. The song that's playing in the background is I Found a Friend, and it's from gospelriver.com, and you're free to share and download the song. So today's show, we're going to talk about be who you're meant to be. Do you know your goals? Do you know your gifts? Or are you just, in this time, just feeling tattered and worn? Well, you're not alone, my friend. God loves you. You're more than enough. And today, I'm going to remind you through words. Here we go. This is a song. This is from a song called Be the Gift You Are. I will let you guys later on hear the person who's singing in. His name is John, and his site is www.faithsing.com. When you hear his music, the music is good. Now, his name's John Colligan, and it's everybody sings different. So don't pay attention to so much of how you think he sing, but pay attention to the words. I'm going to read the words for you first. No, you haven't even seen what a gift you are. Not surprising if you've not ever seen to start to stare. After all, we found it quite hard to see ourselves, and we rarely know our impact on someone else. Be the gift you are. Let the heart shine out. Love will take you far. That's what it's about. Be the gift you are. To everyone you meet, make their day complete. You don't need to know the ways that you were a gift. You may never know you've made someone's spirit lift. Though you may not know you're swept someone's blues away, it's a gift that means far more than they'll ever say. Be the gift you are. Let your heart shine out. Love will take you far. That's what it's all about. Be the gift you are to everyone you meet. Make their day complete. Shine your light on the people you meet and let them shine their light on you. And relax. You don't have to compete. Just let the love shine through. You may feel your life's a mess and you don't know how you'll get anywhere. But maybe if you allow love to guide you, you'll find out it's not up to you. And together we'll work out what we need. Be the gift you are. Let the light shine out. Love will take you far. That's what it's all about. Be the gift you are to everyone you meet. Make their day complete. Be the gift you are. Let your light shine out. Love will take you far. That's what it's all about. Be the gift you are to everyone you meet. Make their day complete. Oh, and Zion's making your day complete by barking in the middle of my message. Be the gift you are. Open your heart. Love will take you far. Time to play your part. Be the gift you are. It's time to be yourself, accept it, and the gift you are. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall your light break forth like dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of God shall be your rear guard. Ladies and gentlemen, God is behind you. He's not sitting there running forward so far ahead of you that you can't hold his hand. He's walking side by side. He's in the front. He's in the back. He's on your left and your right. Don't ever think that you're alone. Don't ever think that God doesn't care about you, because he does. Sometimes it's hard to remember those things, but you have to know that this will pass. God is here with you. Don't become so weary that you can't go on. All right? So we're going to play another. It's a melody as I talk. And it's more and never weary. I like that. Anyway, what I want you guys to know is that,
this time with COVID-19 is going to forever change our lives. We all know that. We know that it's going to impact us physically. We see that with jobs. We see that with other families. We see that with some loved ones that have been lost in many families. We see people overworked. We see people without jobs. We see many people. But at the end of the day, you have to accept yourself for who you are and what you can do. You're more capable than you know, and you're in your journey, and you're sparkling along. Don't give up. Have hope. Know that God loves you, and you can do many things. Remember that 211 in all of the United States offers free counseling, places to get for housing referrals for domestic violence. Please make sure that if you're needing a those, that you check with the resources. If you're in a relationship that you're in, you're being hurt, please call 911 and get to the nearest emergency room. If you're being physically hurt and you're being abused, and also call 911 too. But, you know, I know it's simple words, but I just want people to remember in these dark times that we have, there's so much light and joy around us, and that you can give to somebody else. You never know how your love will help somebody else, and how little small act that you do will help somebody else too. Like, everybody can laugh, and you're going to hear Ryan Bart in the middle of all of this.
But, you know, you are not alone. You are more than enough, and you're wanted. And just remember that in this time, maybe God has you doing something else. Maybe you don't know God. Maybe you need to sit down with yourself and say, you know what, Lord, I need you. I'm tired. I feel alone. I don't know what to do, and this is a burden on me. Just stop, ask God into your heart, and that's as simple as that. If that's something you did, please shoot me up with an email, cvwtdiva@gmail.com. We're going to play a song, and then we will be right back.
M-O-G, yeah, G praise, I'm blessed, no stress, I'm blessed, no stress. Whoa. I'm blessed.
If you know you blessed, then give them glory. Gotta give them praise, can't nobody do it for you. G praise, we the best, don't know the story. Man, I got this bumping from Carolina, California. Man, I got a blessing coming, can't take it from me. Know my God gon' take a little something and make it something, just in case I gotta pay for something. Man, there ain't nothing. You gotta pray for something, you expect something. Real talk. I'm blessed. No debts. We just use a little faith and let God do the rest. I'm blessed. You blessed. In the city or the field, y'all eating in the jacks. I'm blessed. No stress. I'm blessed. No stress. I'm blessed.
God got me, yeah. I know that I was blessed. I'm just focused on what's next. Cause when God got you set, you ain't worried about the rest.
Woke up feeling blessed, feeling like a check with the world in such unrest. Ay, I woke up like this. Hold up, pray before I eat, pray before I sleep. And if I die before I wake, I pray my Lord to keep. Hold up, holy Genesis, we was innocent, hopping picket fence just to get a lick, hit the benefits, spend the dividends with some linens and cars, we rented it. Black man feeling endangered, yeah, straight up out the mud, we came up, yeah. Call on God, never hang up, no shame, son, but my faith will never change up, yes.
I'm blessed,
yeah.
I'm blessed,
yeah.
I'm blessed,
yeah.
No stress.
stress.
What?
No stress, no stress.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
What?
No stress, no stress.
What?
No stress, no stress.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
All right, we're going to tell you a story because I think stories are sometimes better than sometimes anybody talking. And this is a great inspirational story. That's from godslittleacres.net inspirational. The story of Kyle. One day when I was a freshman in high school, I saw a kid from my class walking home from school. This is going to be an interesting story. I can tell you that already right now. So let's get to it. His name was Kyle. It looked like he was carrying all of his books. I thought to myself, why would anyone bring home all his books on Friday? He must really be a nerd. Now, see, I'm going to stop here and say we should not judge people by what they look like or what they do. We all know that. So as you're listening to this story, just remember that, you know what? Don't make a judgment call. And I say that because, you know what, you may meet a person in this time right now that doesn't have a job, and they may be getting unemployment, and you may think they are lazy, but they're not. Maybe they have kids at home, and they just cannot afford the care. So just don't be judgmental. I had quite a weekend planned, parties and football and a football game with my friends tomorrow afternoon. So I shrugged my shoulders and went on. As I was walking, I saw a bunch of kids running toward him. They ran at him, knocking all of his books out of his arms and tripping him so he landed in the dirt. His glasses went flying, and I saw them land in the grass about 10 feet from him. He looked up and saw this terrible, and I saw this terrible sadness in his eyes. My heart went out to him, so I jogged over to him. And as he was crawling around looking for his glasses, I saw a tear in his eyes. As I handed him his glasses, I said, "Those guys are jerks. They really should get lives." He looked at me and said, "Hey, thanks." There was a big smile on his face. It was one of those smiles that showed real gratitude. I helped him pick up his books and asked him where he lived. As it turned out, he lived near me. So I asked him why I've never seen him before. He said he had gone to private school before now. I would never have hung out with a private school kid before, but we talked all the way home, and I carried his books. He turned out to be a pretty cool kid. I asked him if he wanted to play football on Saturday with me and my friends. He said yes. We hung out all weekend, and the more I got to know Kyle, the more I liked him. And my friends thought the same of him. Monday morning came. And there was Kyle with a huge stack of books again. I stopped him and said, "Boy, you're going to really blind some serious muscles, build some serious muscles with these pile of books every day." He just laughed and handed me half the book. Over the next 4 years, Kyle and I became best friends. When we were seniors, we began to think about college. Kyle decided on Georgetown. I was going to Duke. I knew that we would always be friends, and the miles would never be a problem. He was going to be a doctor, and I was going for business on a football scholarship. Kyle was valedictorian of our class. I teased him all the time about being a nerd. He had to prepare a speech for graduation. I was so glad it wasn't me having to get up there and speak. On graduation day, I saw Kyle. He looked great. He was one of those guys that really found himself during high school. He still about and actually looked good in glasses. He had more dates than me, and all the girls loved him. Boy, sometimes I was jealous. Today was one of those days. I could see that he was nervous about his speech, so I smacked him on the back and said, "Hey, big guy, you'll be great." He looked at me with both those looks that really grateful sworn and smiled, "Thanks," he said. As he started his speech, he cleared his throat and began. "Graduation is a time to thank those who helped you make it through those tough years, your parents, your teachers, your siblings, maybe a coach, but mostly your friends. I'm here to tell you all that being a friend to someone is the best gift you can give them. I'm going to tell you a story. I just looked at my friend with this disbelief as he told. I just looked at my friend with disbelief as he told the story of the first day we met. He had planned to kill himself over the weekend. He talked of how he had cleaned out his locker so his mom wouldn't have to do it later and was carrying his stuff home. He looked hard at me and gave me a little smile. Thankfully, I was saved. My friend saved me from doing the unspeakable. I heard the gasp go through the crowd as this handsome, popular boy told us all about his weakest moment. I saw his mom and dad looking at me and smiling. That great, same grateful smile. Not until that moment did I realize it's death. Never underestimate the power of your actions. With one small gesture, you can change someone's life. Author unknown. And that's the song, and that's the word that we were reading when we first started. You know, sending a card to somebody, calling somebody on the phone in this time, really, really just reaching out to somebody. I'm sorry, I didn't expect that from the story, and that really hit me. But, you know, you got to love people as they are. And you got to just remember, we're all in this together. Maybe we see it different ways. Maybe we see things. It's not just about COVID-19. It's about life. We're humanity. We're here to support each other. We're never meant to be by ourselves. So please, please, if you feel the need or the urging or the pushing from God to go talk to somebody, somebody's put on your heart, please do that, because you never know. You may be the one thing that keeps them alive. Now, we're going to go back. And I told you guys I was going to play this song. It's called Be the Gift. I love this. I'm starting to laugh because the website is from www.faithsing.com. Be the Gift You Are. That's the song. The guy wants everybody to share his music and use it. I love the words of the song. When I was first listening to it, I was like, can he sing or not? But after a while, it's not my job to judge if he can sing or not. I just love the song. So I'm going to play it for you guys. And then you guys have a great day. And remember, you're more than enough. You're wanted. And you are amazing. And remember Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, to give you a hope in the future and to prosper you.
Thank you.
All right, so I added in my little part there because you know what? I was just reading that song. I mean, reading the song and listening to the music and reading the story of Kyle, it just reminded me that, you know what? We need to be who we're meant to be. We need to be have purpose, and that purpose can be done through so many things. It can be volunteering. It could be babysitting your neighbors. It can be creating a nonprofit to help young men learn skills for jobs or teach young women how to work on their cars. There's so many different gifts that we have. We can sparkle the world. Sometimes we think that we can't, but we are. We can. So here we go. Here we go. We're going to play our last song.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On Fishbowl Radio.
I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Y'all have a fabulous week. Thank you, Lord, for the person listening. And may you reach somebody's heart. And may the person that hears it let them know that they're not alone. They don't have to take their life, that they're valuable, and that you love us as we are. And put the put somebody in their life to help them know that they're loved, they're wanted, and they're more than enough. Have a great, great weekend, you guys. See you Sunday.